Welcome back to Rob, Anybody, and Dawn, or as most of us call it, Baldy, the Cool Kids, and Nana. This is Rad Radio.
We got this email, RAD at radradio.com. It's from Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
So we just played Master of Movies. Didn't get a winner. We were playing for Foreigner tickets. Everybody that wins the tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento is upgraded for the grand prize drawing on Friday morning. You're qualified for the grand prize drawing to be upgraded from your already great seats to front row tickets. Master of Movies, which we didn't get a winner, and I don't know how, because this was the clip. I mean, we said it was a romance from 1985. I mean, clearly, that's Better Off Dead.
Of course.
But Jacob wrote in about... said, I thought that clip was just Rob slurping down an extra large milkshake.
No, that was him sitting down in his fancy leather chair.
It's Obesity Wednesday and Weigh-In Wednesday as well.
And that was the chair saying,
really lumped a lot into the to today. That's lumped. Producer Nick, by the way, who's here for the week. Yay.
Hi, Nick.
By Weigh-In Wednesday, I mean that I go back to my doctor today after finding out after 3 weeks of substituting alcohol for an appetite, I gained 5 pounds in 3 weeks. Ooh. Shot up to 176.2 pounds.
Oh, boy.
Now, that would be a concern if I was 3'11", but I'm just under 5'11". But my appetite has been ridiculous lately, although the last 5 days it seems to have plateaued, like my doctor
Which
said.
Boo! But I loved your stories of all the food you were eating.
We'll see. We'll see what happens if that comes back and where the weight comes in today. Dawn's already making up excuses and protesting because it's a Wednesday instead of a Friday.
Listen. If you're going to weigh on a Friday, you weigh on a Friday. That's the full week went by. You're going to weigh more today, or you're going to weigh less. It's not going to be your true weight. Friday is your true weight. And are you wearing the same shoes? You're wearing the same outfit?
Yes.
The same jewelry?
Yes, I'm doing all of that. That I'm doing.
Okay, that might help a little, but it's still not the same day.
But, yeah. And there wasn't a full moon on your last weigh-in.
Oh,
so
for God's sake.
There's that.
That adds to it.
I still think I'll go up from 176.2, but then with the plateauing
will.
That I'm already losing.
You're either going to go up or down because it's not your true weigh-in day.
And Brando, oh, yes, there was a full moon on his weigh-in day.
Yeah. Well, that would be me, right?
I mean,
you're near a hospital gown.
Want to make sure everybody understands that I'm the target here, which is why we have an entire line in the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
Launched without my approval. Of the Fat Rob gear. We have the coffee mugs, and yes, they're oversized. And then all the various shirts, hoodies, t-shirts, tank tops, etc. They're available if you go to radradio.com. You go to the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
And you can order yours.
And you bring up the target, right? Like, if you want to get confident in your shooting abilities, right? Like, there's a target you wouldn't miss for practice.
Damn.
Me?
Wow. Not you, but you were like... Not you.
Like he's the target?
But you're,
yeah.
You, your body, but it's a picture of it, right? Nice. Like the target piece
Thank
of
you
the paper.
For clarifying.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
I just assume people knew when you visualize the target paper, you know, when you're doing target practice.
We should add that to the Stupid Story. Real life cardboard cutout shooting target of me. That's extra. The shipping on that will cost more than the product.
That's the problem. We don't have a box big enough to fit it in.
Yeah, and what's the point? You're not going to miss anyways. It's so big, so you're not even going to get good at shooting.
That's what I'm saying. It's got like somebody needs to be confident. Oh, look at me. I can shoot. I never miss the target. No one would.
Just to add to the fun in the everything must go, hopefully, pile in the of the Fat Rob jokes. Today at 11 a.m. on Rad TV, as we've already rolled out the first 3 episodes of Kyle's Corner, which is his new series.
Yes.
And there'll be more episodes on the way that'll be rolling out. We've done a bunch of, and there are more to come, behind-the-scenes videos that you've been demanding of the studios, the offices, the break room. We had the microwave argument, etc. That's already up there. And the first episode of season 2 of the Probcast, featuring my wife and I, will be posted at 11 a.m. And Christina and I are talking about what it's been like from her perspective over the last few months as I've gone from alcohol to appetite and how there's more of me to love now. And
did you have to, she
plays along.
Do you have to record from different rooms? So she'd have room.
I don't know what made it into the final cut, but I know there were various jabs about how I was hogging the sofa.
Yeah, you can count on the gut not making it. because we had to use an extra wide lens, those kind of lenses that you would find in nature documentaries where they're trying to get a real close-up shot of a hippo.
We're literally adding new stuff to Rad TV almost daily, so get your membership. Remember, there's a Radder Day. Did I mention that this segment? I don't know.
You did not.
Producer Nick will be joining us for that as well, so that's 6 to 9 Uncensored, and Producer Nick's going to be part of the Mixed Pick Sports Show today as well, along with Dawn's husband, Gary, because Steve can't make it. It was a last-minute thing, so we're gonna do kind of the show Steve would never do, because if I led a discussion with Steve about how we're being – The coverage does not match the interest right now on women's sports. You're getting it everywhere, not just within sports
Those
coverage.
Those damn women, how dare they?
But also within mainstream media and such. And the problem is, look, if America really was like going insane and watching and embracing the two particular females that are blowing everyone away, then that would be like, well, it is a big story. But it's not. Steve would be like, well, that's okay, because I'm happy and I love everyone, and it's good for the – yay! Like,
well, I mean, and you know Big, so I'll take your
So we're going to talk about that. We will talk about the draft. But that's on the Mixed Pick Sports Show, which is at 10 a.m. on Rad TV, members.radradio.com. You can listen on the app, and it's in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM.
I just right now, I feel the need to point out, the reason all this is funny is because Rob really isn't fat.
Disclaimer time.
Okay,
yeah.
Honestly,
it's been too long.
You should not do this with someone who actually, unless they're all for it. But I mean, this is what makes it more funny, is that he's not fat, but we keep giving him fat jokes.
And Don was referring to the Tom Hanks movie Big, which Rob knows really well.
One thing we won't cover on the Mixed Pick Sports Show, just an odd entertainment note, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, everybody's heard of him by now. What do you say, Brandon? He smells like milk?
He looks like he smells like warm milk.
So you remember, long before he was with Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, he was like the big thing when they won a couple years ago, and then he hosted Saturday Night Live. And a lot of people have wondered, well, okay, I mean, that's cool and all, but why isn't like the actual MVP, the guy, Patrick Mahomes, best quarterback in the game ever? He's been offered the opportunity to host Saturday Night Live multiple times, but he has turned it down because he says he has a fear of teleprompters.
What?
Oh, he's not good at reading.
I know, right?
I thought it was because his voice sounds like he smokes a pack of cigarettes a night, you know?
It does.
Yeah.
That was the thing. I went right to where Kyle did. I was like, well, I mean, look, I know what it means to be a superstar quarterback at a college. You're not really in there for the education, but you got a college graduate. Is he scared of reading? I mean, he did get dragged last year. He gave a speech at the ESPY Awards, which is the ESPN. It was not good. So I think it's like public speaking meets something, but why he mentioned the teleprompter in particular.
Yeah, and it's weird because SNL uses cue cards.
Exactly.
They don't even use teleprompters. They still stick to that classic thing since way back in the day.
And somebody needs to go back and challenge him on that, because that's completely true. It's like, wait a minute, Patrick. They don't use teleprompters.
Maybe the real reason he doesn't want to say it is like, he's just not comfortable with it. That's not his wheelhouse. Right? They expect you, when you're an athlete now, they don't expect you just to be an athlete. What, can't you announce too? And can't you be on the show and do comedy?
Right.
And can't you do this? And it's like, no, my jam is an athlete, and I'll do that, thanks.
And the bar has been set, right? If you can't be Peyton Manning, everybody's going to compare you. Like,
And thank you for that self actualization, that awareness that you have for being, I can't do that SNL show because I'm not funny. Because too many times they force people on there to either promote a thing or that, hey, what is Patrick Mahomes doing? Nothing. Okay, let's throw him up on SNL and see what happens.
And you know what makes it unfair about that? Because usually guys or gals that are that like successful with their craft, they almost feel like they, even though they don't want to, they're not comfortable, they have to because they're told to overcome everything, right? Mm-hmm. So I got to do it. Otherwise, I'm a wuss and I'm not really succeeding in life.
There's the message, kids, from Aunt Dawn today. Don't overcome things.
You don't have to overcome everything. How about that?
Here's a very fair question. Very fair question from Greg, obviously a longtime listener. He just emailed in and said, does Dawn apologize to Rob in between breaks for any fat jokes? No, that in the beginning, yes. Oh. There was that moment, like I think day one or two, where she stopped. You do know that we're all just kidding, right? I'm like, yeah, yes, Dawn, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Can I get you a Lunchable to make you feel better?
Right. Yeah, and then she brings in this ridiculous Oreo something or other that I
Oreo whipped cookie cream.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean,
Did you eat it?
It's gone. My wife doesn't even know it ever existed.
Oh, wow. Came and went. I envisioned when you said that you're going back to normal with your eating habits. I envisioned that thing sitting there for 6 months.
Well, it took 2 days. It was yesterday. I polished it off.
Yeah, that whipped cream with Oreo whipped into it was so good with my chocolate rice cakes that I broke apart and dipped in like chips and dip. It was so good.
Yeah, no, you know,
I like that it was the rice cake.
He works in the rice cake thing, but I'm smelling a fat Brandon line next.
Oh, I hope.
Yeah, in the stupid store. Yeah, if Dawn hadn't offered it or given it to everybody, I would have been thinking that. Hey, is she trying to fatten me up even more? All right, we got to get to Win Rob's Change. We do it every morning, 6:30 and 9:30. We've had four guesses and four clues. If you figured out the correct answer, you will win that amount of money. Phone number is 888-989-9811. Caller 18 gets to Win Rob's Change.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.